was not supposed to happen. Just took a bit more time. Now I'm feeling a wee worried that I'm getting an old man mind. But I'm gonna be strong to keep my juices flowing.
Thank you. WMFO in Medford.
Hi, this is Paris Hilton. Did you know that women outnumber men in this country, yet we are still not represented or heard in the right way? Education, abortion, gun control, equality in the workplace, healthcare. This year, let's show everyone that chicks rock by getting all chicks to vote. Look around you. You can't ignore these issues when they're all in your face. So take a stand, register, and rock the vote, baby.
Thanks, Paris. Paris Hilton here on WMFO in Medford. My name is Chris Earle. I'm in for Joyce the Voice. I've got something special for you today, Medford. It is 4 hours of James Bond themes on Watch This here on Time Travel. Or WMFO in Medford. One of the two. Normally, I do a show called Time Travel from 5 to 7 every Wednesday night. And I also do a movie show called Watch This. Today, it's a movie show called Watch This. And it's all Bond movies. Soundtracks, discussion, and what have you.
Hello, sir.
They're getting closer.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
Watch what?
And now, before the next show starts, let's enjoy an intermission. You'll find our snack bar chock full of good things to eat and drink. Tasty, tempting hot dogs, thirst-quenching soft drinks, fresh, crunchy popcorn, a complete assortment of delicious candy, and a full line of cigarettes. You've plenty of time, so visit the snack bar now. A tasty treat will double your enjoyment of the show. For your convenience, we shall keep you informed of the remaining intermission time, 3 minutes before the next show starts.
You're listening to Watch This on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. Do a show called Time Travel on Wednesday nights, but I also do this movie show from time to time. And I thought, well, why not do James Bond? We got a new James Bond movie coming out in April. The Billie Eilish and Phineas song came out, I believe, on the 13th of February. And it's pretty good. I'll be playing that today as well as the other 24 main themes and some other fun songs. And I'm going to talk about some of my favorite Bond movies and other incidentals here today on Watch This on WMFO in Medford. And we're going to start right in the 60s and move our way up today. So this first one is from Dr. No, 1963. Is the main signature theme of the James Bond movies, featuring every single James Bond movie, since Dr. No, which was released in 1962. I believe I said 1963. The piece has been used as an accompanying fanfare to the gun barrel sequence in almost every James Bond film. I believe there may be one along the way where it's not. The briefest of James Bond themes, it starts with the opening titles of Dr. No, and it's also heard throughout the years. So anyway, 007 theme, not to be confused with the James Bond theme, which is a different one that I'll be playing here in a moment on WMFO in Medford. I'm going to play a couple of extra songs from Dr. No. This first one is Dr. No's Fantasy, and the next one is Under the Mango Tree. So a couple of other music pieces from the soundtrack of Dr. No here on Watch This.
Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me come watch for the moon. Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me make boo-loo loop soon. Underneath the moonlit sky, me honey and I come sit hand in hand. Underneath the moonlit sky, me honey and I come make fairyland. Mango, banana and tangerine, sugar and ackee and cocoa bean. When we get married, we make them grow, and nine little child in a row. Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me come watch for the moon. Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me, we plan marry soon. Mango, banana and tangerine, sugar and ackee and cocoa bean. When we get married, we make them grow, and nine little child in a row. Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me come watch for the moon. Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me, we plan marry soon. Underneath the mango tree, underneath the mango tree, underneath the mango tree, underneath the mango
tree.
WMFO in Medford.
From Russia with love, I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world to learn I must return from Russia with love. I've seen places, faces, and smiled for a moment, but oh, you haunted me so. Still my tongue tied, young pride would not let my love for you show. In case you'd say no, to Russia I flew, but there and then I suddenly knew you'd care again. My running around is through. I fly to you from Russia.
As Matt Munro with the title song from Russia with Love. From Russia with Love. It's From Russia with Love from 1963. Dr. No came out in 1962 and it brought James Bond into the film world based on a whole bunch of James Bond series, bunch of books that were written by Ian Fleming. The Dr. No spy film was based on the 1958 novel of the same name. In the early days, they took a lot from the novels, and then they would take pieces of the novels, just like a name or just a sequence or something, and then they'd start to mash them up a little bit. Sean Connery was the first James Bond, and a lot of people consider him the best James Bond, which is arguable since there's been a lot of great James Bonds over the years. I love all these movies, and I figured today was a great day to do this because I got a nice four-hour window here. Hello to Joyce the Voice out there, and she will be back next week here on WMFO from 3 till 5 doing the voicemobile. But today I'm going to be doing all the Bond films from 1962 up until this year, 2020. Billie Eilish came out with a new song on February 13th. We'll be playing that later on today. I'm going to do this in linear order, I believe. Might as well just keep it in linear order for you today. Dr. No, great film. It's a little different. It's the beginning of the spy novel movies, longest series of movies, I believe, in film history based on one character. So Dr. No is the first James Bond movie. Came out in 1962. So what are we talking? We're talking, let's say, 58 years later. Still going strong with James Bond. The first movie was directed by Terrence Young. It was produced by Harry Saltzman, who owned the book rights, and Albert Broccoli, who wanted to buy the book rights from Saltzman, but he didn't want to give them up, so they formed a partnership and started making all the Bond movies together up until a certain point in the 70s, which I'll discuss a little bit later on today. Again, based on Dr. No by Ian Fleming, starring Sean Connery, Ursula Andress, who is the very first Bond girl, and she comes out of the water holding, I believe, a conch shell and a knife. She has a knife in her bikini, and that kind of set the stage for what a Bond girl could be, and kind of the template for what a Bond girl could be over the years. It was released October 5th, 1962 by United Artists. Production company was Ian Productions. Running time of 109 minutes. And its budget, again, $1.1 million, and it made $59.5 million, which marked a sequel. So this is the beginning of Spy Fever, which happened in the mid-60s, but early on, this one set the template for everybody. The next one was From Russia With Love, and From Russia With Love starts to get a little bit more into the James Bond themes. You start to see a little bit more of, you know, what a crazy villain, crazy spy villain would be. There's a criminal organization, Spectre, which was referenced to in a number of the books, and they put it into the movies as well. And From Russia With Love has a great little soundtrack there. And of course, Dr. No comes out with that perfect introduction, which is the James Bond themes. I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to set you in 1964 here with what is arguably the best James Bond movie, including one of the best James Bond themes. It's Goldfinger by Shirley Bassey here on Watch This, here with you until 7 p.m., all James Bond.
A cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. But don't go in. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He
Yeah, that's crazy. Such a great song. Shirley Bassey ended up doing two other James Bond theme songs. She actually recorded more than that. I might throw a little surprise on you later, but Diamonds Are Forever as well as Moonraker she did as well later on. In the background is Into Miami by the John Barry Orchestra, and I also have The Laser Beam by the John Barry Orchestra, both from Goldfinger, coming up. Now, Goldfinger's, like I said, arguably considered the best James Bond movie. It's one of my favorites, and it has all the elements there. It has a great villain. You have Goldfinger, who's going to ruin... he's going to steal all the gold in Fort Knox and basically cause an economic meltdown globally. You have Pussy Galore, who is one of the best Bond girls. You have Q Division. Q shows up as Major Boothroyd in From Russia With Love. And, of course, M is in it, and Miss Moneypenny. So all the elements are there for the first great James Bond movie. Dr. No and From Russia With Love are both good, but Goldfinger is a great James Bond movie. And it's got the gadgets, it's got the vehicle, one of the best vehicles in the Bond movie, the Aston Martin. And great soundtrack as well. Let's listen in, shall we? All James Bond until 7 p.m. It's Watch This with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Coming up next is Thunderball.
Yeah. fight goes on and on and on. But he thinks that the fight is worth it all. So he strikes like thunder.
That's the fourth James Bond movie, the biggest budget of all time. After the success of Goldfinger, James Bond was here to stay. This one came out in 1965, December 21st in the United States, came out in Tokyo first, and actually came out in the UK after the US and Tokyo, which is kind of odd for a James Bond movie since they almost always premiere them first. Now, it had a budget of $9 million, box office of $141.2 million. Had all these great underwater scenes, which was never seen up until that point in the movies. Terrence Young was the director of this movie as well. He did Dr. No from Russia with Love, as well as Thunderball. And it's just a great, great movie. So Spectre is involved in this one as well. And John Bond goes snorkeling. He meets Domino. It's got a great villain in it. It's got a great Bond girl. It's got everything that you want. It's one of my favorites as well for the Sean Connery ones, Thunderball. A great, great flick. I have something special for you, though. The soundtrack, it's interesting at this point. So you have all these musical themes for James Bond that are, you know, large orchestra, over the top. It's an event, I guess. It's an event. So you have this Tom Jones Thunderball, which is one of my favorites as well. It's just a great, great theme song. But it was actually supposed to be recorded by Shirley Bassey, but they realized that the track was too short. They were going to do Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. So then they re-recorded it. Excuse me. Woo! Hope that's not the Kung Flu. Shirley Bassey was supposed to do Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. That was the original title song. It was supposed to be about James Bond, who doesn't get his own song until much later in The Spy Who Loved Me, with Nobody Does It Better. It's mostly about the villains. So this one was Thunderball, and they originally had asked Johnny Cash to write it. So he submitted a song to Ian Productions titled Thunderball, but it went unused. And then Tom Jones ended up doing it, and supposedly he fainted in the recording booth when he was singing the song's final note. Jones said he closed his eyes and held the note for so long, when he opened his eyes, the room was spinning. An early spinning class with Tom Jones, 1965. So I'm going to play a couple of fun little treats here for you, as well as the main theme songs from all 25 James Bond movies released by Ian Productions today. And this is the original theme to Thunderball by Johnny Cash. I'm also going to play Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang by Shirley Bassey, which was also not used. Here's Thunderball by Johnny Cash.
In the sky, and all the world can hear it call. They shudder at the fury of the mighty Thunderball.
Thunderball.
power of her engines now is drowned in the sea. But the deadly force from within her is somewhere running free. Thunderball, your fiery breath can burn the coldest man. And who is going to suffer from the power in your hand? Thunderball. Somewhere there is a man who could stop the thing in time. He's known by very few, but he's feared by all in crime.
All in crime.
By courage and by fighting, he has not been known to fall. But neither has the fury of the mighty Thunderball.
Thunderball.
Thunderball, your fiery breath can burn the coldest man. And who is going to suffer from the power in your hand?
Thunderball.
Money-hungry minds need a threat to launch a scheme. But those who hold the Thunderball could rule the world, it seems. Cannot the peaceful world find a clue to where she's gone? The silent sea won't answer now, but terror lingers on.
Lingers on.
Thunderball, your fiery breath can burn the coldest man. And who is going to suffer from the power in your hand?
There it is. It's Johnny Cash with Thunderball. So he submitted that and it wasn't used. I guess they were saying that they didn't like that he kind of gave away bits of the plot in there. So they ended up going with Tom Jones, which I think is the better song. Really great song. One of my favorite Thunderball songs. And also a great song to do at karaoke if you want to faint and watch the room spin around you. This next one is Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, the original Shirley Bassey version. Again, it was re-recorded by Dionne Warwick, and you can actually find that on the Best of Bond 30th edition. And they came out with another Best of Bond 50th edition that has all these great Bond themes on it up until, I believe, Quantum of Solace, and then they have some incidental B-side stuff on the other side, which is great. But if you ever see like any old James Bond soundtrack, you have these John Barry soundtracks early on, and George Martin is on there, and some others that we'll talk about in a few minutes when we get to the Roger Moore and Timothy Dalton era. But some great, great soundtracks. Again, this is Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang from Shirley Bassey, unused track here on Watch This with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. It's all James Bond today.
He's tall. He's tall and he's dark, and like a shark, he looks for trouble. That's why the zero's double, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He's suave and he's smooth, and he can soothe you like vanilla. The gentleman's a killer, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Damoiselles in danger, strangers pass. Like a knife, he cuts through life. Like every day's the last. He's fast and he's cool. from the school that loves and leaves them. A pity if it grieves them. Mr. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang's not a fool. Damoiselles and danger have filled a stranger's path. Like a knife, he cuts through life. Like every day. From the school that loves and leaves them. A pity if it grieves them. Mr. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang's not a fool.
From Nancy Sinatra, Frank Sinatra's daughter, with You Only Live Twice. In the background is Capsule in Space from the John Barry Orchestra, who continued on doing the scores for these early James Bond movies. Guy Hamilton, I should mention, was the director of Goldfinger, and he ended up directing Roger Moore in Live and Let Die and Man with Golden Gun, as well as returning with Sean Connery for Diamonds Are Forever in 1971, which we will get to. At this point, it's 1967. You Only Live Twice. 007 is sent to Japan to investigate a spacecraft theft. And you get to meet Spectre's number one, Blofeld. And I love the Nancy Sinatra opening theme. It's just got that really majestic feel to it that you're going to be in for a treat, something special when you go to the movies. That's what I love about all these themes. You know, most of them are really over the top, you know, high budget, good sounding music. So You Only Live Twice was Sean Connery's fifth time as James Bond, and then he decides to take some time off, and a new James Bond comes in 1969 for On Her Majesty's Secret Service. They hire George Lazenby as James Bond. So after this, Capsule in Space, we will do On Her Majesty's Secret Service, which I think has one of the best John Barry scores and compositions to it. Just an amazing, amazing title theme for On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Coming up next here on Watch This, you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
WMFO Medford.
Sunshine and raindrops. Once a year they have to fly, and they don't have wings.
Do you know how Santa gets around? He needs snowflakes and reindeer, sunshine and raindrops, friendship and kindness, and most of all, he needs love.
Do you know how Christmas cards are made? Pictures can't complete them, I'm afraid. They need greetings. Greetings say what's in your heart, that's what they are for. But when loved ones are apart, Christmas cards need more.